Good morning. It is July 10th, 2016. The time is 06:45 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside, out here on the back porch to a cool 67, 68 degrees. No real humidity, nice little breeze, but looks like we got some rain clouds overhead. I don't know what the weather is for the course of the day, but we do have the house open, air conditioning turned off, and noisy air conditioner. That's what it's turning out to be here on these hot days of July. And so we sort of have a golf tournament going on, PGA Champions Series there, the Dick's Sporting Goods Open over there in Enjoy Golf Course, which is just probably about a 35-minute drive from my house here over in the next county, over in Broome County from Tioga. And that used to be called the BC Open. And they changed it to, I guess there's a PGA Tournament of Champions there. I guess they sort of, you don't really call them the seniors because they can still play the ball or play the game of golf. I'm not much into golf. Of course, yesterday we had, there's some big golf game going on somewhere that was being played on the TV. So the Dick's Open was sort of, if you wanted to follow it, you either had to be there or follow it on the leaderboard, which on this thing called the internet, which is probably what I'm going to do today at work. And there was also what the Wimbledon finals were for the females, where Serena Williams just crushed it. Just crushed it. That's all you have to say. And she won, setting a little record there as far as tied for the most championships of some sort there. I'm not into tennis that much, but when you get an athlete such as her that can play the game, and you know, she rocketed in the final set there, the third set that she won, three in a row, three aces. But I'm talking about golf as I'm feeling just a little bit of some sprinkles here on the back porch, which is not pretty nice. I'm talking about golf though, and from the cover art, you can see who I'm going to be talking about. It's Mr. John Daly, who's a golfer that's gracing the presence there at Enjoy Golf Course. And today is the third round, the final round, and he made it to the final round. He's currently tied for sixth. There's two people tied for sixth. There's two people tied for fourth. And he's only three or four strokes away from the first guy, so he's right in the heat of it, and he is one of my favorite golfers. I guess when I didn't like golf, I still like John Daly because he is the average man's golfer, I guess you could say, because he tells it like it is. He doesn't hold back any punches. He could still crank the ball, though. I tweeted something from the Champions timeline there yesterday on my Twitter timeline of John Daly finishing up the 18th hole on Friday, and he got one under, whatever that was, a birdie. And but he's been playing pretty good. I think he's been doing 63, 64 on his first two rounds here, Friday and yesterday. The average par for the course is 72. So, and it's a pretty good golf. I went there years back when I worked for IBM. I got tickets for the opening celebrity match or whatever they call it there. And I was able to walk around, have a beer, and walk the golf course there. Of course, I have a golf course out in my back here that I walk Max on. Not of late because it's golf season, and it's hot, so he doesn't really like walking on the hot days. But John Daly, I'm keeping track of him. He won the BC Open back in 1972 when in his younger day and stuff, and I think he has a chance of winning it, and I hope he does. He's a fan favorite because what is it? I got something here that the big man is easy to spot when fans see the pink hue wardrobe, because he does dress pretty loudly. Large gallery and hulking frame, they know John Daly is coming down the fairway. Easily spotted there, I guess. Even with a bogey on the final hole of the second round, the clear crowd favorite put himself in position for a winning purse of $300,000. That's what the winning purse is at the Dick's Open. At the competition today, third and final round. It won't matter that Daly isn't in the final group off the tee on Sunday. Odds are he will be sporting one of the largest galleries as fans hoot and holler as a golfer who stunned the golf world with his unorthodox, quote, grip it and rip it style, and his stunning victory in the 1991 PGA Championships, but I think it's 1992. Daly is scheduled to tee off today, this Sunday, at 1:49 p.m. Eastern, in the next to the last group, and he's got a lot of support there. He's a 50-year-old Arkansas native, looking for his first victory in the senior circuit. His second round was up and down, but he still managed to match his first round 4-under-par performance with 7 birdies and 3 bogeys. He's tied with 2 others in the 6th position, so and he's only like 3 strokes off from what I saw on the leaderboard. So I'm going to be following the leaderboard on John Daly and hope that he does win, because I think it would be a great win for him. I always liked him. I follow him on Twitter. I think it's at PGA underscore John Daly. And he actually responds back to my tweet. So I'll be tweeting this audio out and make sure I tag Mr. Daly to wish him the best of luck. I don't think he's going to have time to listen to it, but he doesn't have my support as a fan, even though I'm not a golfer. I think I live right next to a golf course, a pretty challenging 18-hole. Not up to PGA standards, but it's mostly par threes, but a little hilly, and I think golfed on it twice. And you would figure that as close as I do live to this golf course, I'd have my own golf cart in the garage there to be able to scoot right up there, because if I had a golf cart, I'd be on the golf course in like less than a minute. That's how close I am. Let's just say I could probably drive a ball from my property over to the golf course. That's how close I am. But it's a pretty challenging sport. I'm going to be watching the replays on Mr. John Daly, because he has, like I said, he's always been my favorite, and I wish him the best. So I got to work today, last day of this work cycle, and I'm off for 2 days. So you all have a good one wherever you may be. Looks like we're going to get some rain this morning, maybe. Hopefully it doesn't upset the golf tournament there at Enjoy Golf Course. You all take care. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.